And you do, when you do team sports, you run the risk of somebody not doing their part and you lose the game because they were too lazy to do their part. But if I do it by myself, like, you know, like golf, or if I lose, it's my fault because I'm playing it. I'm all on my own. You understand what I'm saying? But why do we practice? Why do we do that? You are building your confidence in what you're doing. You're doing several things. You're building that word on the inside of you. That word is becoming real to you. That word is not just what God said. Are y'all listening to me now? That word is not just what God said and I read. The word become what God said, what I say now. And when it becomes what God said, and I say what God said, and if my saying is like God saying, then it becomes what God said about that to me. It becomes this. That becomes what I said about it, and that's what will happen for me. Just like God said, light be, and it happened for God. Are you hearing me? And all brothers and sisters, when we get it, you don't have to go around boasting and bragging. You just go around and brag on God. Because it'll work. This word will work. I don't care if you're old or young. I don't care if you're tall, short. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters that you get a revelation of this in your spirit and then begin to walk it out. Yes, you face challenges every day. Your flesh don't want to be this way, but you let your flesh know and let your neighbor know, let your whatever know, this is where I'm going to live, this is what I'm going to do, so shut up. I'm going to pray. I'm going to study. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to confess the word. And once you get that word in you, then I'm going to close. Because I'll go on and on and on and on and on and on. I'm going to close. Let me get this one out. We got it up there now. They done took it down. Where'd it go? Mark 11:24. Because listen to. You remember the scripture. While they putting that up there, they got it up there. Okay. Y'all listen to me good. Listen what it says. Just don't take that down. Listen what I'm saying. It says in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, right? Here's what I want to get. Praying always with all prayer. Some translations say with every kind of prayer. Here's what I want you to see. There's more than one prayer. That's why you study. That's why you want to find out how to pray. Because if you pray the prayer of agreement, you got to have somebody else. Do you hear me? But the prayer of faith, you can pray it by yourself. I can pray it with you if I get you to agree with me. Or I can pray it for you if you will agree with me. Call me and say, I want you to agree with me. I want you to pray the prayer of faith. I can't push that off on you. You got to give me the permission to pray it. Are you hearing me? So look at the verse now. This is the prayer of faith for every believer. Once you get this word in you. And I tell you what, I messed up on it, but thank God for his grace. Now watch this. He said, therefore I say unto you, what thing? We don't have it in Spanish. What thing? What thing? Soever ye desire. You just got all your strip together. I desire to be well. And this is what it says, by his stripes I'm healed. Himself took my infirmity, bare my sickness, who forgiveth all my iniquity, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. I got all my script together. Huh? Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity. Right? I got all my scriptures together. I meditate on. So I desire to be healed. I got all this that tells me I'm healed. 1 Peter 2:24, who among himself bare our sins on by the own tree, had been dead to sin, to his shall live unto righteousness by his stripes. We were healed. That's what 1 Peter, that's what 1 Peter 2:24 said we were. Huh? Right? So I got all these scriptures, right? So therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. This is what I desire, Lord. Because your word told me right here that by stripes I'm healed. And I'm hurting. I got pain in my body. I got this going on. Got a limp in my leg. But I don't want this limp. I want to walk right. So I desire to walk straight. Therefore I say unto you, what things are, that's what I desire. So when I pray, have to be now, because I can't pray tomorrow, I ain't there.
Okay.
I can't pray yesterday, it's behind me. Okay. I can't go back to it. So when I pray, have to be now. So when I pray, look what it says. Do what? Believe that you receive them what? Them that I just desire. I desire the limp to go. I desire the pain to leave. So when I pray, now look at it now. When I pray, do what? Believe I'll receive them tomorrow. Or I'll get them next week sometime. Well, why can't I receive them tomorrow then? Why can't I receive them? You know why? Because now is when I'm praying. And I'm going to tell you something else. God ain't a tomorrow God. He's not a yesterday God. He's a right now God. He lives in one great big eternal now. So if I don't believe I receive it now, I won't get it now. Because now is the only time I have to receive. Are you hearing me? So once I finish my prayer, he said, believe that you receive them, you shall have. Notice he said, you shall have. I receive right now. I receive right now. I receive right now. I shall have it. I shall have it. So what do I do between the time now and shall have? What did I do? Oh, my God. I go back and ask him again. Oh, God, I don't know if you heard me this time. Here I come again. I'm asking you again, Lord, get rid of the pain. Help me, Lord. No, you don't do that. Not with the prayer of faith. Not with the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith, once you receive something, thanksgiving. That's what I've been trying to get you to do when I say raise your hand and lift your hand. That's the way of giving thanks. Open your mouth. You can't have it. You're going to keep your mouth closed and sit up and look like a knot on the law. We ought to have some corporate thanksgiving when we come together. That's what we want to do. Thank God so we create an atmosphere for his power to explode. Hallelujah. And every sickness and every symptom and everything leaves this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all did it. Y'all took up my time. Praise God. I want to ask you a question because I told you I was finished. I want you to be real, real upfront. Would you tell the truth in the church? I mean, will you tell the truth while you're sitting in this building? Would you be honest with me? Let me see your hand. If you're God's child and you know it. You know you belongs to him. You know you're born again. You know that you love him. You know that he's yours and you are his. Somebody fooling around and ain't cooperating. See, waking up. Are you sure back there, y'all? Y'all acting like y'all ain't sure. That's some funny raising hand. I mean, if you're confident, you don't mind raising hands.